We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. This is Ask Greg. Greg Pickle here will answer your questions. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're taking your Penn State football and recruiting questions. If you don't know by now, best way to do that and get your questions in is download the Keystone Sports app. There's a nice and easy Ask Greg button, couple fields to fill out to have Greg answer your question on air. The segment brought to you by tailgatewine.com, who will be awarding the best question each and every week with a bottle of tailgate wine. And also, you know, if you don't win the bottle of wine, you can still check them out at tailgatewine.com. Very unique gift ideas for the Penn State fans in your life. Check out the blue and white wine gift box. They all have all kinds of wine and barbecue sauce pairings. Check out tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. And as I mentioned, best question of the week will get a bottle of tailgate wine. Greg will be picking that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we will go down through some of your questions and have some answers for you.
Love it.
I'm going to start with David from Lancaster, mainly because through the blue-white analysis we've done this week, even leading up to the game, we didn't talk a lot about these two guys, but any update on how Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon are doing so far?
Yeah, good. I think they both look a little bit skinny, quite frankly. I think they need some time, and that's true of almost every freshman linebacker. I thought Brent Pry's comments after the game were interesting. He was pretty clear about the fact that these guys are a little bit more advanced than what Micah Parsons was when he got to campus two Januaries ago, just simply because they actually played linebacker before and knew what they were doing, whereas Micah was just learning everything as he went. So I thought that they both had nice springs. We've heard a lot of good things about them. I don't know if I'd expect either to make a big impact this year. I think that each will play in the four games that they can without burning their red shirt, but I'm not really sure how much we'll see them otherwise.
I think that that's fair to say, but it's not even a glass half empty, half full type thing. I think neither will be big factors this year. Brandon Smith, I do give a shot to be in the top six rotation, maybe, but there's so much talent and experience there already. You're more looking at these two guys as 2020 guys, but once they start to approach their ceiling, once their strength and experience can kind of help them make fast decisions and help them shed blocks and all that stuff, these two have a chance to be very, very special. On 24/7 Sports, these are, in the 2019 class, the number one and two linebackers in the entire country, which tells you how much upside they have. Brandon Smith was a little bit more experienced in terms of playing as a true linebacker. He's tall and long and has that big frame, but he also played downhill and was physical. And Lance Dixon, just a ball of clay that can be molded into just about anything. They both need to gain some weight, though. I think that was clear, blue-white, that these guys had some special qualities, but in addition to needing to be brought up to speed and playing the linebacker position at the next level, you know, I think you're looking at maybe both gaining about 10 pounds.
I would say that's about right, yeah. And I expect both will play in 2019, the four games that they can. I don't know if I see a value in having them play anymore. Look, you very well could have Micah Parsons leaving after his junior year. Not a guarantee by any stretch of the imagination, but you would be silly to think it's not a possibility. Cam Brown, his eligibility clock's winding down. Jan Johnson, his eligibility clock is winding down. You're going to need some guys in the reserves, and I think redshirting these guys ensures that they will be ready to go when it's their time.
Not only is it best for those guys and best for Penn State right now, I think it's best in terms of your scholarship chart to stagger these guys out and have their clock start next year as opposed to this year.
Right.
So I'm on board with that. This is an interesting question, Mark from Murraysville. Aside from Alabama and Clemson's on-field success, do you think another reason five-star recruits are attracted to them is due to their facilities, practice, weightlifting, lounges, stadium, et cetera, exceeding Penn State's? When is the Beaver Stadium renovation plan going to get started? I'm more curious about the idea of five stars going there as opposed to, in this case, Penn State.
Yeah. So I think, first of all, with the Beaver Stadium renovations, who knows? I mean, your guess is as good as mine. They have to have the money available to do it, and they said that that would not be a part of the first so many years of the master facilities plan. So, I don't know. Is 2025 realistic? Probably. I think we're probably in that ballpark at this point. 2024, 2026, something like that. And the other part of the question, can you read that again? There's something about whether it's facilities or it's making recruits go elsewhere. Is that essentially the gist of it?
Yeah. Are those guys getting more five-star recruits because they have these sort of hidden advantages?
I don't think it hurts, but I don't think it's the end-all be-all. Hey, guess what? The biggest hidden advantage is your what number you have on the left-hand side of your record column at the end of the day. You can't be 9-4 consistently, and I just wonder if the buzz is starting to wear. Penn State is a top 7 recruiting class, so I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. Probably will be, but
sure will.
I just wonder if the buzz is maybe dying a little bit in terms of the promise of hope and this and that and the other thing. The Big Ten title in 2016 was fantastic. A Fiesta Bowl win in 2017 was great, but what kids want at the highest level recruits that Penn State's in the mix for want to win national championships. And Penn State, for better or worse, hasn't shown yet that it's capable of being in that conversation. And until it is, no matter what kind of facilities it has, how nice Beaver Stadium is, or how much money they pump into recruiting budgets and everything else, until they start winning and competing consistently in the national title picture, I think you're going to end up losing kids to schools that are.
I think that's spot on. I think that Penn State as a football program is near the top tier, but they're not in the top tier. I think Alabama and Clemson are really a tier of their own. You have your Georgias, you have your Ohio States who are knocking on the door of that tier, but Alabama and Clemson are on just a whole nother level. And so the mystique and the tradition and the fact that they've had just an ungodly amount of success sending guys to the NFL, especially those offensive and defensive linemen, that they're just on a different level in a lot of different ways. And I think that the facilities part of it is not nearly the most important part of that equation. So, I think for Penn State, I think they have to reestablish that excitement, right? So there's a real feel coming out of last season about like a reset almost. And then you have a bunch of guys transfer out. Mm-hmm. And so this is really year one in some ways of moving into the future for James Franklin.
Yeah, I think there's a point though where that's another one that's come up before. Well, this is really year one. James Franklin's actually said that very phrase before, and speaking to guys transferring or this, that, the other thing. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, the two things Penn State has to do that can guarantee more recruits in the future. And again, they have a top 7 class. They're not doing bad. Don't get me wrong. But win on the road against big teams and win at home against big teams. Those were the two things that can get you into the conference championship game, which can get you into the college football playoff. Do that and you have a chance to get more recruits.
All you got to do is win a national title. I don't know why he hasn't done it already.
Right.
And that changes everything.
That would change anything.
So just change it. Maybe it just seems simpler to me than it does to them. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, brought to you by tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. We're asking and answering your Penn State football questions. And the winning question today will be awarded a bottle of Tailgate Wine. Steven from Columbus, Ohio, says, with Saquon being somewhat overlooked during his recruitment, could Penn State be doing the same thing by not offering his brother?
Interesting question. I've thought a lot about that. I don't think so, but I don't know. With Saquon, he kind of came onto the scene late. Maybe Ali will do the same, but I think that, I don't see that being the case at this point in time.
And it's hard, that you just don't have a lot of information and intel. And with Saquon, just because Saquon did it doesn't mean anybody, even somebody in his own family, is going to do what he was able to do. Chris from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What are your thoughts on Matt Kippenhammer skipping spring practice? Is this a bad sign for his football future? I remember last year James Franklin said he was okay with Mac playing baseball as long as football came first because he is here on a football scholarship.
I hadn't even thought about that. That's an interesting question. No, look, for Penn State, and Mac Hippenhammer, I think they know that that was part of the recruiting process, right? It's not like this just popped up out of the blue, you know, out of the blue thin air and just decided that, you know, they just decided that, oh yeah, hey, let Mac go play baseball. No, they knew this was always going to be the case. Do I think that it hurts his chances in the fall? Of course it does. You can't,
right.
You know, and it's nothing against Mac Hippenhammer, but it's hard to miss. You know, we heard James Franklin talk about Dan Chisena with technique and fundamentals and, you know, hurting missing time going over the track and field. Well, it has to be the same for Mac Hippenhammer. I know he might be a little bit more advanced based off what he did in high school, but yeah, it certainly hurts. I think he'll be in the mix, but maybe not a starter or anything like that in the fall.
It's going to be, he's got to get all the way back up to speed because I assume his participation in football, weight room, all that stuff is pretty close to 0%, right? I mean,
yeah, I it's the way they make it sound that way. Yeah, I think he tried to do both. If I understood James Franklin's quote correctly, I think he tried to do both last year, and that's almost impossible.
Yeah. So now, it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's hard to play at a high level two different sports. So Mac's trying to pull that off. Bill from Philadelphia. We'll see if we can squeeze one more in after this. We'll see. Says, since I know you are a betting man, what odds would you place on the following for the 2020 recruiting class? Over 2 5-star recruits.
Under.
Okay. Over 17 4-star recruits.
Wow. That's a good question. So they have how many right now? 4?
If you're going by the 24/7 composite,
okay.
It's 4 and 4. 4 4-stars and 4 3-stars.
Okay. And 8 and 17 to 25. I'm going to go with under. I mean, I think it'll be close, but not. I don't think it'll go over that number.
Boy, I think I would have set the over-under on 5 stars at 1, looking at either Fleming or Bressy.
I would have still taken the over. I would have taken the over for that.
I think you're probably pushing at 1.
Yeah.
But at this point, we just don't know. You know, guys like Antoine Sampa and a couple other 5 stars are on Penn State's radar.
Yep.
We just don't have a lot of information just yet. And 17 4-stars is a big number. It's doable, but big. You figure – at this point, to get there, 13 out of what 17
right.
possible recruits will have to be 4 stars or better.
Yeah,
and that's a big number.
Yeah, it definitely is. Hey, good question though. 17 days until the Kentucky Derby. I don't know if you knew that, but it is as of Wednesday.
That's a segue days. I did not see coming
well,
at all.
Guy said he makes the correct point about betting. It's 17 days until the Christmas day of betting in May.
Greg just proved his sickness to you, Bill. That's the end result of the question. All right. So we got 4 questions in. 5 questions. I'm sorry. 5 questions in. Who do you think asked the best question?
Yeah. Greg? A lot of good ones this week. I'm going to go with the man who found a way to my betting heart. So we'll go with that. Bill from Philadelphia, I believe.
That's Bill from Philadelphia.
Alrighty.
From henceforth, we'll be known as Billadelphia. So Billadelphia from Philadelphia.
Betadelphia?
Asking about the 2020 recruiting class. Good question. I think there's a lot of possibilities out there for better or worse, and a lot of it pivots around Julian Fleming, you know, more so than Brian Bressy. So we'll see what happens.
You got that right.
Congratulations, Bill. If you didn't have your question asked or answered, or you didn't win before, be sure to keep firing them off. Use the Keystone Sports app and the Ask Greg button. We'll see you next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA-preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.